You are listening to the Better Together podcast, brought to you by the National Association of Free Will Baptists.
Welcome to the Better Together podcast, where we look for ways we can work together to advance the gospel of Jesus Christ. Today we have BJ Eaton. He's a church planter in Athens, Alabama, the Cultivate Church. He's also a former state trooper for the state of Kentucky. So we're going to find out how one goes from slowing down motorists to become a church planter, as he's here on this podcast today. So, hey, first off, BJ, thank you for joining us today, my friend.
Yes, good to be here. Glad to be speaking with you.
Well, you and your wife, Joanne, were doing some different kind of work about 10 years ago. How did you end up from being a state trooper to becoming a church planter in Athens, Alabama?
I was a trooper and was saved at a young age, but wasn't living for the Lord. And there in Glasgow, Kentucky, through just some faithful folks inviting us in the congregation to come, we visited Joel's church, who I'm currently on a team with down here at Athens. And through his ministry, just rededicated my life and my wife. We rededicated our lives to the Lord. And from doing that, he has saw fit for some reason to use us in his service. And I had the opportunity to serve under Joel there in Glasgow for almost, I guess, 5 years before I retired from the Kentucky State Police, August of 2017. Wow. And Joel called me one afternoon or one day and said, "Hey, I need to have lunch with you. We need to meet." And of course, with the state police, I knew those meetings when your supervisor said, "Hey, we need to meet."
Yeah.
You start running through your mind. What did I do wrong? I must have offended someone. What's going on? But over lunch that day, we just, I had been on a few trips with Joel out west in Colorado. He would go elk hunting and I would go hiking, and we would just enjoy the beautiful mountains out there. But we would always make comments about coming out there and planting a church, because there's just out west, there just isn't that many churches. So that day during lunch, he shared his heart with what him and Melanie had been praying for about being church planters. And he knew that I was, I had already talked about retirement, and he just asked how serious I was, because we joked around. I mean, just kind of jokingly said it to one another, but he asked if I was serious about that. And we were. So we just left that meeting basically with a specific prayer together. And that was to for the Lord to open widely doors that he wanted us to walk through and close the doors that he did. And probably one of the only times that I've ever accused Joel Franks of lying was the very next day he sent me a screenshot and said, "You're not going to believe what I got." And it was a screenshot of someone in Alabama wanting to know if he would be interested in coming down and seeing about church planting. And we came down and met, and it just, the Lord has put together every single step of this and has, I would say, on a daily basis, given us confirmations that Athens, Alabama is where he intends to use us to build his kingdom.
That's great. So you were in your career, just going along, and the Lord got a hold of you. You started getting closer and closer to him, it sounds like, and rededicated your life at some point, and really involved in the church, and then started thinking or feeling like, okay, this is something the Lord would have you do. And then Joel pops up and hears from someone in Alabama, and here we are. You guys are in Alabama planting a church.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
And when we should say, so you're really involved in the church. So tell our listeners a bit about what kinds of things you're doing in the church to support what's happening in Alabama, in Athens, Alabama.
Man, it's been really exciting over the last year. If some of you heard, we just started a Hispanic ministry it's been right at a year ago. Mm-hmm. And Pastor Amilcar Castro has moved here from Honduras, and they have been working and growing the Hispanic ministry here at Cultivate Church, and it's just been amazing. And back in August, we have had the opportunity to close on the what used to be Cinemagic Theater here in Athens. It's a 20,000 square foot movie theater on 5 acres. And we've been, the last couple of weeks, we've been, we have been doing things that we probably aren't really qualified to be doing. But as you may know, in church planning, you find yourself doing those things because, I don't know, maybe the budget just isn't as big as it could be in other some projects. So for the last 2 weeks, me and Joel has been swapping out in a skid steer with a jackhammer busting up concrete, and scooping out gravel. And we have not tore anything major up, and we've not broken any bones. The only injuries we have been minor. So it's been,
there you go,
been really good, but it's really coming together, and it's been a blessing.
Coming together. This is good. And, and the ministry's taken off. You mentioned Hispanic ministry, and that's been, even we should say where we're at today, Pastor Castro, I believe he did the launch service for the church that's here in this building. So not just what you're doing there in Athens, Alabama, it's kind of spreading over into other places as well.
Yeah, that's good.
So what's it like to be a church planner as opposed to being a state trooper? How is that similar and different?
You know, in my heart of hearts, if it's done correctly, there's a lot of similarities.
Yeah,
there's a lot of similarities. I was talking with someone the other day about it, and it really is, it boils down to being able to just relate and have relationships with people.
Mm-hmm.
If you're in police work for the right reasons, it really is to help those that can't help themselves, for me to help protect and be a positive influence in the community that you're in. And that calls for being able to deal with and relate to people mm-hmm. really well.
All kinds of different people.
All kinds of different people. Absolutely. And in ministry, it kind of boils down to the same thing. You just got to know how to relate and make relationships with people. And if you're doing it correctly with all different kinds of people.
Yeah.
And so there really is a lot of similarities. Now, there's some differences. There's some differences. You get to do a lot more counseling here, where in as a trooper, sometimes a law dictated whether or not you were able to just counsel. Sometimes you had to go a little bit further. But I really think with doing them both for the right reasons, there's a lot of similarities in the two.
Absolutely. And I know our listeners are aware of Reach, Train, Give. And so we ask every person to think about what kinds of experiences they've had in the past. And so your state trooper experiences and training really help prepare you for what you're doing today in the ministry.
Yeah.
And in many ways, you're trying to do the same thing with people that are believers that are coming into the church there at Athens that Cultivate, helping them realize what God made them to do and trying to get them to get busy doing that.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, absolutely.
And so you and Miss Joanne have been living there for three years now?
2017. It'll be 5 years.
Oh, time just
5 years, November 1st. Yeah, it does.
Traveled across a whole state, left Kentucky, across a whole state. But you've been able to adjust, and the Lord has taken you and helped you. I suspect part of it is what Free Will Baptist North American Ministries has done to try to help and prepare you for the ministry you're in. Tell us a bit about how they've helped you guys with what you're doing.
Man, yeah, it really was. For me, being not being in the ministry that long, I consider 5 years not long at all before we decided to do this. We went into the, I want to think they may still call it, is it boot camp maybe for the new church planner?
Uh-huh.
And I mean, that was just invaluable for people with experience. Even Joel had been a pastor for 17 years before we did this. Planning a church has proven every single day that it really is a different animal than pastoring an established church. Mm-hmm. And what North American Ministries has done in the training and teaching and what to look for is it's really been invaluable in being able to figure things out.
Yeah. And we should point out, they also offer one in the fall and one in the spring, a boot camp for regular pastors. And if you're interested, you're listening or saying, hey, I'd like to check that out, because some of the things that BJ, you and Joel are doing are the same kind of things that even established churches need. Just contact Dr. Brad Ransom. And sometimes Free Will Baptist North American Ministries is able to take boot camps to various places in the country. So that was kind of really helpful. And
I would say 5 out of 5 would recommend. That's my endorsement.
There you go. Good job. And they still continue to support you even in what you're doing there today in Athens, don't they?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. They are checking in on us and helping us keep in the right direction. And the most important thing is if there's anything that we ever need, it's an email, phone call away, and they're a great support to have their backing us. Yeah.
That's great. So you're listening and you're hearing some of the things that Free Will Baptist North American Ministries is doing. I encourage you to give to the Free Will Baptist North American Ministries offering. It's the Sunday before Thanksgiving. And so to take some time to promote it, if you're a pastor, if you're someone listening, we encourage you to take that and give something to that, because you're helping people like BJ and Joel and Melanie and Miss Joanne to do some really good things wherever the Lord has sent them. So this is pretty exciting. How can we get up with you, BJ? I'm traveling through Athens. I want to stop in and visit the church. What's a good way to track you and Joel down?
Right now, we've got a Facebook page, Cultivate Church Facebook page. We do have a website, cultivateathens.org. And on both of those, you can find our numbers. That's usually the easiest way, is just to holler at one of us and we'll get you directions. We'll get you directions in there. We appreciate it.
And whether you speak English or Spanish, they absolutely have a service for you. And
absolutely.
BJ, I've heard you do somersaults from time to time. Is this true, or is that just a vicious rumor out there?
I have been known to do cartwheels at the state meeting.
I heard about that.
If you've ever heard of What Are the Odds with your teenagers, if you have been preaching to them to do what they say and say what they're going to do, when you lose a game of What Are the Odds, you have to do what you said you were going to do. But I was encouraged. I think it was by you that should not have been, there shouldn't be a repeat of that at the Nationals. So.
I don't know where that came from, but it could have happened. And I
think maybe I said something about, what if we saw that happen on Wednesday night again? And you said,
that was it. And I was just thinking about your health, BJ.
Yes, I understand. Yeah, it could be dangerous.
I am going to say it was a kid that told me about it the first time, though. So I had some kids tell me about that, and they were impressed, BJ. So let's just say,
I feel like it livened the meeting up. It livened the meeting up a little bit.
It's what the kids say, at least. We'll go over to that. Well, buddy, keep up the good work.
Yeah, it's been good talking to you.
Shape too, right?
Yes, sir.
And just know, we appreciate you. We appreciate Miss Joanne. Appreciate Joel and Melanie. The good work you guys are doing in Athens, trying to reach that community with the gospel. And Pastor Castro, good job, all of you, with what you're doing. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you for your support. Appreciate you.
We appreciate all of you that are listening today as well. We encourage you to take this podcast, share it with someone that could benefit from it. Remember, every little bit helps. We encourage you to give to the North American Ministries offering, because all that we do when we come together, it truly does make us better together. We're better together. Thank you for joining us today.